Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
It's a Wednesday. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, saying hello to all the zoophiles out there. And welcome to another edition of Zach Amico's Morning Zoo here on the Gas Digital Network. I am thrilled. The people across from me are so fucking funny, so wonderful, so kind, and very, very good looking. I'm very, very happy. From Sag Daddy Duh Pod, it is our good friend for many, many years, Brendan Sagalow.
Fuck's up.
How you doing, buddy?
Chilling, man. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, my friend.
This is your time to shine, bro.
It's going to be a great spooky season.
This is when everybody's gentrifying everybody's wearing your costume.
My culture is not a costume. sitting next to him from True Dat here on the network, it's Zia Anderson.
What's up, Zach?
Thank How you are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Very, very good. You guys have definitely a Pugsley and Wednesday vibe going on right now.
That's exactly it, dude. That's exactly it.
I'm like a slutty
That's
Wednesday, though.
Funny.
In the show, she's less, you know, she wears the big t-shirts and stuff.
I read a theory that she's dead.
What?
Wait, what?
When she went down the stairs, she died.
I thought they were all dead.
No.
They're just weird? That's what the Adams family is? They're not dead?
They're cursed.
They're cursed.
So only an Adams can kill another Adam, supposedly.
Oh, cool.
That's why they can do like all this crazy shit.
Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of that.
And there's a bunch of shit like why they fight and why they like blow each other up and shit. Because they're cursed with something. And I think it has to do with, fuck. I read about it. It was cool. But supposedly in this version of Wednesday, they think she's dead, and that's why Morticia doesn't really acknowledge her the same way she does, because she's a ghost and doesn't know it yet.
Now, at the risk of sounding like a pedophile, that Jenna Ortega's got some sweet ass.
I think she's in her 20s. I think
you're
right.
Definitely above board, because she has a nude sex scene in X.
Whoa.
What, really?
Yes.
I have that movie.
You haven't seen it yet?
I haven't watched it yet.
I have to go.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Thanks for having me, you guys. I have to go home now.
Yeah, X and Pearl are both really good.
I think I actually have both of those
Pearl,
at home.
I like the best. So it's a trill. It's X, Pearl, and Maxine.
I don't have Maxine.
I liked Pearl the best, then X, then Maxine. And Maxine was fine. But fucking Pearl was so good. It's like the 1910s or 1920s.
Oh shit, okay.
And it's that fucking Mia Goth chick.
So
she's hot.
These movies are about these guys that are like, or these people that are making porn and then they get killed along the way.
Yeah, exes, they're making a porno on a farm.
And then the farmers kill them.
And the farmers find out and they're very unhappy about it.
Damn, dude.
Pearl is a prequel to when the old lady who lives on the farm was a young woman who wanted to be an actress. So it's kind of a dichotomy.
Oh.
And the old lady in X is Mia Goth in old lady makeup.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, I got to watch these. Is there an order? Like, what's the order that you have to watch them in?
That X, Pearl.
X, Pearl.
Maxine, yeah.
Got it, okay.
Yeah, right, they're really, really good. They're fucking pretty gory.
I don't like,
pretty gory, pretty, and then Pearl's just all acting.
Ugh, I don't like gore, I don't like all that shit.
I don't like acting.
No, I hate acting.
Mia Goth is so scary, and fucking Pearl, like, she's unhinged scary.
Okay.
It's got like a Wizard of Oz vibe to it.
Ooh, there was this one movie that I remember watching when I was a kid. It was a Wizard of Oz movie, and it scared the
Return
shit out
of
me. Yes, where the there's
like, the fur is a bulk.
Take the heads off, dude. I haven't seen it since I was a kid, but it scared the shit out of
me. It's surprisingly weird for
a kid's
movie.
It's such a strange movie, yeah. But I remember really liking that. It had that kind of a gothic feel, which I really enjoyed even then.
I still think that the trolls in Ernest Scared Stupid are scary.
We're watching Ernest Scared Stupid
That's
for Halloween
so funny.
This year. I'm so excited.
It's so
Have
good.
Have you been to the Beetlejuice bar?
No. I'm sober, so I don't drink. So going up, like, I could go check it out, but, like, you know, I'll get a mocktail every once in a while.
Yeah. I'm the same fancy. Way. I don't drink either. But I would go to the Beetlejuice bar just to hang.
Just to see it.
I did a show with one of the Beetlejuices. We emceed a night together.
Oh, from the bar?
Yeah, not there. It was his night off. He was Beetlejuice at another bar.
That was his night off.
And That's we hosted so funny. A show together, and he was fucking awesome.
Did he do it as Beetlejuice?
Oh, yeah. He was in the full shit. And he had a bunch of bits. Like, he had bugs and snakes in his pockets. He had a fucking horn in his crotch, so he would grab his crotch and go honk honk.
Oh, that rules.
He ruled. But then he would be out of character in between. So
mine would
I would
go,
be with
squeaky. Yeah.
Oh, no, I would do this. Like,
yeah, yours would be like a wah, wah, wah.
Or the thing when you turn my thing upside down, it goes. Wah.
Yeah, it's like a cow.
It was so weird because I didn't talk to him before the show, so I met him on stage as Beetlejuice, and then he was just like a flamboyant gay guy when he wasn't Beetlejuice.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
hey, how are you? Bring up your next act. Oh, come on. And then we would get back and he's like, these people have no idea.
Oh, wow.
That's shit so I have to put. It was so funny watching the fucking thing
That's
come
good
off.
Acting. People like that should be in TV and movies.
He was great. I wanted to. He was one of my ideas if we had done for my wedding was for him to be the MC.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
But we didn't
cool.
wind up doing like that route.
I was
which
gonna
I
ask
regretted because the DJ took it upon himself to do it. Mm. And had I known he was going to do that, I would have hired somebody better.
Did you see Beetlejuice 2?
Yes. It was a movie.
Yeah, that sucked, bro.
I watched it.
Sorry if Beetlejuice 2 makers are listening to this, but that was pretty brutal.
It stunk.
Again, though, that Jenna Ortega.
Yeah, no, she is a piece. So here was my shit with Beetlejuice 2. And it's my problem with a lot of movies now. They don't feel cinematic. They feel like they're made for TV. They feel cheap. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the scope of that first Beetlejuice, it's such a big world.
Yeah.
And the whole town is like a character.
Yeah.
And when you watch the new one, it feels very cold. And like almost like a digital, it feels like a fucking SNL sketch.
Well, like for the past 20 years, sequels have like done a disservice to movies.
Yeah, they need to
like
stop.
There hasn't been a sequel where you're like, whoa, yeah, this is great. I mean, maybe I'm wrong with that.
Devil's
you know,
Rejects.
Oh yeah, you like all that
yeah,
fucking.
But I think it's.
I'm talking about the Hangover.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's very fair.
Although
Anchorman
I like
two.
Anchorman 2 is a bummer.
Sucked ass. It's just rehashing the same shit, and I hate it.
And it didn't feel cinematic.
I hate it. I have a hate for it.
Of course they can't use Jeff Jones, the dad.
Oh, yeah, because he's a...
He's a naughty boy.
Oh, brother.
What did he do?
He got arrested
Speaking of Jenna Ortega.
Yeah. He was arrested.
He's a bit of a xenophile.
He had a bad hard driver too.
Ooh.
And I believe his charges were soliciting a 12-year-old boy to make videos.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
Can't come back from that.
I say Beetlejuice.
But you don't
times.
Believe it or not, he actually has worked since then.
What?
He was on Deadwood.
Wait.
And in the Deadwood movie, and he was in something. Oh, Ravenous.
How is he not in prison?
Is he in jail?
He got out. He did his time.
How long did he do?
Not that long.
What the fuck?
How did he get out, though? That's crazy.
Holy shit.
Because, like, in prison.
Good behavior.
You know how it goes. We've all been to prison.
Yeah, but I'm sure he was in the most white-collar fucking...
Right, they were all in there for that shit.
Yeah, I'm sure he was in... I'm sure he was in fucking Special Boy prison.
Yeah.
He wasn't in Gen Pop. So, of course, they couldn't use that, I get. But to not have the Maitlands, the Gina Davis and Alec Baldwin,
You gotta have Alec Baldwin in it.
But also
and Gina Davis.
But they would be aging. Oh, yeah.
This is fresh. This was fresh Alec Baldwin. This was. This was. This still had gunpowder on him, Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
I think the point of the whole first movie is that she doesn't feel like she's part of the Lydia doesn't feel like she's part of her family, and the Maitlands adopt her. Mm. So then, for them to not be in the new one, and it's all about her relationship with her mother, who's a cunt the whole first movie, and not—it's not even her mother; it's her stepmother.
Yeah, who's that actress again? What's her name?
She's fantastic.
The famously,
Schitt's Creek and
Winona Ryder.
No, the mom.
The mom.
Catherine O'Hara.
Yes. I love her though. She's so good in everything.
And to make the whole movie about their relationship, mm-hmm. when the whole thing was like, that's not her real mom. She's a cunt. She took up over the fucking family. In fact, I believe there's a deleted scene from the first one where they move back to New York and she stays in the house with the ghosts.
That's stupid.
But see, that's the problem, though, because they're ghosts and they're dead. If you bring them back and they've aged, like, that's kind of a weird
problem.
That's true.
But then it was so disappointing the way they explained it. Which was what happened to me was, they found a loophole.
And then what? And went to heaven or something?
That's all they say in the second one.
Okay.
They're stupid. Because the whole thing is supposed to be they're trapped in the house forever.
Yeah.
And they went, they found a loophole.
So where'd they go? Whatever.
Did you know who Beetlejuice was supposed, the first person to be cast? The original
Before
version?
Before Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
No.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, that would have been good.
Because so in the random. First script, Beetlejuice is a little Arab man. I'm dead serious.
I would love to see that
version.
He's
like a little, almost like a genie.
I want an alternate reality version of that.
Yeah.
Someone needs to make it.
The movie's really, it's one of those things where you go back. Beetlejuice is barely in the movie.
He's only in it for like 8 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 10, and that's because they added the snake banister.
Oh, so you would count that, okay. Yeah.
Because that was a completely different scene, a different monster attacked. And when they did test screens, they're like, Beetlejuice isn't in most of this movie.
They wanted to do that again. That's what, in Michael Keaton's little interviews, he was like, I'm not really in it that much, so we wanted to do that again. Someone trying to get out of work so bad.
Yeah.
They're like, we're making a second one. And he's like, I only think I should be in it for about 8 minutes. Let's go back to the, let's stick to the original.
But there's a few movies where that's the case, where, like, you remember the main character being somebody, and they're like, they're like Hannibal Lecter, I think, is in less than 10 minutes of Silence of the Lambs.
He's not in it at all.
And then there's another one that I'm thinking of where you're like, he's not really in the fucking movie at all. But they're the star, quote unquote, of the movie.
Right. What movie was that? There's another one.
There's another famous horror thing that I can't think of right now. And of course, like, Jaws is not in the movie at all until the end.
But that's what made it so scary.
Well, it's because the shark didn't work.
Yeah, well, that, but it still worked. Like, it worked in the movie. It was one of those movies where...
Man, Jaws ain't scary at all. That's pussy shit.
Jaws is creepy. Jaws is one of those movies that I'm glad I didn't watch until I moved away from home, because that could have fucked
You're
up my whole
life.
You're
out of your mind. Jaws is so good.
It's
I'm not
so
afraid
good.
Of a fish. You... Sorry, I'm not going to be afraid of no fish.
You talk, should
talk
be.
To I'm going to get out of the water.
Okay, first of all,
here's how you solve Jaws. You don't go in the freaking water.
They do Jaws screenings in at pools.
Oh, that's
where
awesome.
Everyone's in the water.
And then they touch their little toes.
Dude, I think that would be so scary.
That would freak me out. And I want to go cage diving with sharks so bad. Like, that's a bucket list item of mine. I want to do. I think it'd be so fucking cool.
Fuck that.
But
fuck your dream.
I think it would be fun.
No.
It's the type of fear, because there's like a healthy level of fear there, because you should be scared of sharks. But I also think that they're relatively safe, right? Like, you don't hear about them getting broken into that much. So as long as you go to like a reputable one.
I will counter that with fuck that shit.
I don't want to go in the water.
It's just the water.
I don't want to be underwater.
Yeah.
Much less with monsters.
No,
I like
that.
Being underwater.
I don't care for it.
I used to be out in the water for so long that they literally, like, my family would be like, somebody needs to get that white girl out of the water. We need to put sunscreen on her before she turns into a fucking lobster.
Why are they saying white girl? Where were you going to the beach?
Hawaii.
Fucking Jamaica? Somebody needs to get that white girl out of the water over there.
No, she's from the Savage Land.
The Savage Land.
Oh, you are? Yeah, I totally forgot
like,
about that.
Like, born and raised, half my family is straight up Hawaiian. My sister's brown. My mom's brown.
Totally
I look like my dad.
Because
you wouldn't know. Looking at me, you think I'm from fucking
Connecticut
or something. Yeah. Or Kentucky. I don't know.
They were
one
going, get
states.
That howley out of here.
Yes.
We have to celebrate
love the
Aka Aka Uka Uluau.
Totally a thing, Brendan.
By the way, somebody made me try Spam Musubi the other day.
Tell me they're not the greatest thing you've ever had.
It's so fucking good.
I fucking love Spam Musubis.
It was so goddamn good. Have you had it?
I need to convert everyone.
What is it? Spam what?
Spam Musubi.
No, I've never
had
that.
Musubi.
They're fantastic.
Musubi.
Show Sagalo Spam Musubi.
In Hawaii, you buy them at 7-Eleven. You go, if you're fucked up, the best thing is, and this is obviously back when I drank, going into 7-Eleven at 3 o'clock in the morning, because they're open 24 hours, when you're just completely shit-faced, and they have
those?
Spam Musubis and Manapuas, which are like steam buns filled with like chashu and like different kinds of meats. Jesus, I get like 6.
Manapuas?
That and, oh, I had was it Loca Moca?
So Loca Mocas are also
Loca
amazing.
Loca Bowl or whatever? Yeah. It's a hamburger steak with gravy on rice.
Do you surf and stuff?
With an egg.
With an egg, yeah. I have surfed, but that wasn't really my thing.
You're like Johnny Tsunami. Remember that movie?
Oh my God, I forgot about that movie.
You're like Cody from Surf's Up.
I don't think I ever saw Surf's Up.
That's a good movie.
I saw Blue Crush. That was...
Have you seen Air Buddies?
No.
Oh, is that the puppies?
The dog one?
The little puppies?
It's the last movie in the Air Bud series with Bud. And it's called Air Buddy.
Bud's only in it for like 8 minutes.
That's the other one.
And it is a Disney production, I believe. And I believe it is the only movie of the series to not have the "no animals were harmed making this film."
Ooh. Oh, really?
And the Humane Society gave it like a "do not watch."
Really?
Yeah.
What happened? Aww. Oh my God! To the game,
oh, they talk in this one?
What did they do to the puppies?
Why are they talking?
Yeah, did they talk in the other ones?
No.
I didn't think so.
What did I teach you pups about teamwork?
Oh.
Anybody get a doggy bag?
Yeah, well, that one has makeup under his fucking eye. Mudbud Buddha.
So this movie,
Rosebud.
So this movie's got a 5-dog body count on it.
They killed 5 dogs?
5-dog body count on it.
What did they do?
Oh, my God. How? Why?
5-puppy body count on it.
Oh, that makes it so much worse.
So when the Humane Society went to inspect the movie, the dogs were, I believe, 8 weeks old, which means the trainer got them at 6 weeks. You're not supposed to start working with them till 10 weeks.
Okay.
So they were all too young. They all were exposed to some type of puppy disease.
Oh, like parvo? You have to give them parvo shots.
It's parvo virus.
I fucking knew it. You can't give them parvo shots before you even let them outside.
They had to stop production, get all new dogs. And of those dogs, they all got it.
Oh, my God.
And I believe 5 out of the 30 new dogs died. Euthanized some of the first bunch.
Jesus.
And yeah, I just read this on a fucking Instagram.
I feel like animals should get like a those puppies should have been in the Oscar
in memoriam.
Yes. As we go on, Rosebud, Mudbud, we remember.
Dude, that would make it so much worse. By the way, it would be so insulting to the actors that don't make it.
Yeah, the ones they go fucking. Buddha got it before me.
But also, it would just be so funny to see like an old composer and then like, you know, like Tony Todd.
Yeah.
And then it'd be like, Sprinkles, the dog.
I, you know, now I'm hearing it. I feel like it should come into fruition. So,
yeah. We should write some letters, some strongly worded letters.
They should just have an in memoriam at the puppy bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll really pick the mood up.
Well, I mean, you can't interrupt the all hedgehog halftime show. The hedgehog cheerleader halftime show.
Do they actually put hedgehogs in like cheerleader outfits.
Thank God real cheerleaders don't have spikes on their backs.
That looked like you got possessed. What the fuck
painful.
Was that?
That was painful to say.
It was painful to watch.
It was painful to hear.
Shannon, did I nail the Air Bunny story?
Yes.
What did I miss?
No, the only thing I'm just confused about is a lot of these articles coming up are talking about snow buddies.
Oh, that's what I meant. Yeah. Fuck.
So, same story, though.
Yeah, snow buddies. Thank you.
Oh, snow buddies, the Cuba Gooding Jr.
No,
one?
No, that's snow dogs.
Oh, my goodness.
Snow buddies is part of the Air Bud series.
Okay. So, but that one's okay.
Yeah, Air Buddies is okay. Snow buddies
is not okay. All right. Not that I was going to watch any of them, yeah. But
snow
now really
bunny is what black guys call Zia.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I only heard about that term semi-recently.
Yeah. Oh, she's my little snow buddy.
Yeah. Little snowflake.
My little snow bunny. Hey. I'm a little snowflake with that fat ass, those big fake titties.
Because yeah. I'm white.
Snowflake. Yeah, come
I got
on,
it.
Girl. Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
Man, where you going?
I always know I'm gaining a little too much weight
where
when I
get,
start getting hit on by black guys.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
It happened a lot when I first moved to LA, and I was like... Because again, we don't really have a lot of black people in Hawaii, honestly. There's like a handful. But so when I moved to LA, I was like, oh.
Sounds like paradise.
It was happening.
No,
Anthony,
no,
want to
yeah,
move
no
there?
Wonder it's such a,
yeah, no wonder it's
no
a
wonder
vacation
it's a destination.
Spot. Yeah.
But yeah, anytime I started realizing, I was like, oh, they hit on me when I
it's
start putting
they
on
eat them
somewhere over the rainbow.
It's because they eat them before they grow up from being coconuts.
That's hilarious.
There's an old street joke. a black kid's going down the street riding his bike. And it pops a tire, and there's a guy driving a bowling ball truck, and he sees the kid. And the kid's like, hey, mister, and get a ride. He goes, yeah, get in the back of the truck. And they're driving down, and a redneck sees him, and he calls the police. He's like, hey, I just saw a truck full of black people eggs. One of them already hatched, and he stole a bike.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah, that sounded like you made that up just
yeah.
now.
You could pass it off as your own. I wouldn't know.
No, I've only written one street joke, and it is also a black joke.
Really?
Yes.
What's the joke?
Who goes fee-fi-fo-fum?
Who?
A giant, right?
Yeah. Yeah, a giant.
Who goes fee-fi-fo-fo?
Who?
A black Asian. Guy giving his phone number.
That's great.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
I wrote that on Spook Show.
That's really good.
Oh, that's really good.
That's funny.
All right, let's get plugs out of the way. This is Zia Anderson. What do you want people to check out?
Check out True Dat. It's here on the network. It's so if you're subscribed to Gas Digital, if you're watching this now, you already can watch it. It's with Naeem Ali, and we cover true crime, somehow make it funny. There's always like 10,000 tangents that we go off on. So if you like ADHD brains.
Naeem is a tangent.
You're not wrong. I look like a ghost next to him. It's actually comical. They're like, can we get the blackest guy we know and the whitest girl we know and let's have them do a show together. But also check out my YouTube channel. I'm getting really close to 10,000 subscribers, so go give it a subscribe.
Nice.
Thank you. You've been working on it. Zealand, X-I-A-L-A-N-D. OnlyFans and Fansly on both of those are Zealand as well. So
fantastic, Mr. Sagalow.
You know what it is. Brendan Sagalow on everything. Sag Daddy to Pod, if you're interested in podcasts. Plus, if you're interested in podcasts, me and one Mike Cannon are doing a new show coming out probably mid-November. I have no fucking idea. Called Fart Carnival. It's on the Gas Digital Network. And that's it. And I have like, that's it.
You and Mike Cannon together just feels natural. I feel
I
like
know.
When you guys aren't doing stuff together, it's weird.
I know. And we're just going to be butt fucking the whole time, which is why we had to join Gas. Because it has to be behind a wall.
Definitely tuning in then.
Well, that's excellent. Hey, guys, if you guys want to watch me on the road, go to punchup.live/ZachAmi. Go follow me on Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny. And if you want to come see some wrestling, I'll be on the road between this Friday, the 24th, and November the 1st with Juggalo Championship Wrestling, opening up for one insane clown posse. Starting out in L.A., going all the way to Detroit for Halloween. come hang out. And if you love the show, and we know you do, go to GasDigital.com today, the new Gas Digital, and use my promo code ZOO. You save a little bit of money off your subscription. Get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the live chat. You get the archives. That's right, thousands of episodes of all your favorite Gas Digital shows. And most importantly, you get that Friday bonus episode. That's right, we do three of these a week. And if you want that Friday episode, you gotta subscribe to get the full Morning Zoo experience. But regardless, thank you so much for watching the show. All right, let's start out light. A little video from one world star hip hop. Dude went to McDonald's and got an order of Egg McSnuffin. Let's see it, Shannon.
Jesus Christ. Was that fucking...
Hey, Naeem's there.
If anyone's there, it's me. I'm standing there going, can I have my number 9 yet?
Dude, I seriously was in a Wendy's once and the parking lot went on fire.
The parking lot went on fire?
There was like... What do they call? There's like grassy like parts, like meridians or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if I'm using the wrong word, but medians, whatever they're called. There's like, you know, like things with concrete, but then like lawn.
Yeah, like little squares with grass and a tree or some
and
shit.
One was just like high flames.
So someone obviously set that on fire.
100%. Or somebody was smoking in their car, threw it out the window and drove away. And I'm standing there waiting for my food. Everyone ran out to deal with the fire, except me, who stood at the counter. I was like, you know, guys, you're not fighting the fire. You still be making my food.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. When you want that Wendy's, you want it so bad. There's nothing stopping me from getting that food.
Oh, I want it. And I love McDonald's breakfast. So can we watch one more time? What did he throw at them?
It looks like he threw fucking, like, the fried juice.
I don't think so.
It was a cup of something.
Yeah, those are drinks.
That was all the drinks.
Also, did he look like a sassy gay man
he
walking
away?
He was gay.
Away, I was just
right?
about to say.
Absolutely.
He's gay.
Yeah.
He's gay.
He was throwing a bit of a hissy fit there.
Oh, my God. And he just gets the shit kicked out of him.
I've been so mad. I've never fathomed going behind the counter.
God, no.
No, dude. No.
I think it's because some people just have a healthy dose of, like, either they've been threatened to beat up or you've been in a fight before or, like, you just recognize that there is danger. And
I think there's also just people can't control their fucking anger.
That too.
Like, my anger is like internal. It's like it builds and it builds and builds inside, and then I take it out on some fucking dog or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And no. My girlfriend.
I cry in an Uber.
Yeah, I go and I put on I'm here without you, baby. And I just look. I place my head up against the window, and I listen to Stained.
A single tear drops down your cheek.
Yeah, it's raining. The rain's going down the window.
Yeah. No,
I'm on the outside.
I just do little. This is how I handle that situation. I huff and I puff.
Okay.
And then I literally every time I'm in that situation, I huff and puff, and then they start talking to the other employees and start talking shit about me, and then I write a little review, and all my reviews start with, I never write a review. But these guys, they were slow, and then you look at my page, it's like review 2000.
Uh-huh.
All of them start with, I didn't write a review.
I think if you're going to McDonald's and you're expecting everything to go right, that's on you.
Yeah.
And that is the problem with this fucking country. Okay?
Tell me.
You got to expect good.
If you expect
bad, you're letting them win. You're letting the terrorists win.
You gotta be like Japan.
Be like Japan.
Yeah.
Get rid of your daughters.
If you're going off hours, you have to expect bad service. If you're going breakfast, lunch rush, dinner rush, that's when I think they're putting the strong...
Never expect bad service. You can't expect bad service. Or, okay, I'll expect bad service. You can expect me to not pay in American currency. Where does it end?
Do you check the bag?
I get where you're coming from, Brendan.
No, I don't check the bag.
Then that's on you. You gotta check the bag.
Yeah, you do.
Well, you gotta check the bag.
Once I have the bag in my hands, I'm like, I'm sure this has... Because I'll order it without ketchup and stuff. Like, I order plain cheese. My meal at McDonald's. If anybody's looking for the Sag Daddy,
It is.
Oh, if you had your own custom meal?
No, I wish. My own custom meal would be them shoving it up my ass. It's two plain cheeseburgers. It's the two plain cheeseburger meal. It's the number nine. You can call it the number nine, or you can call it the Sag Daddy. They'll know.
Mm-hmm.
You go. Yeah, and if it has ketchup on it, I usually expect them to fuck that up. I'm like, they're not going to take the ketchup off.
And that's just two
and the diced onions.
Just two cheeseburgers? That's your
the two cheeseburger meal, large
fry.
With a Coke.
Okay.
It's not a. I'm look. It's all not right. Like a. I know.
It's not
we're
exciting.
All. It's not exciting. I'm just saying. It's not really my meal. But if you want to eat the way I eat, or if you want to, more likely avoid the way I eat, then that's the
not
one.
Not a nug, man.
I love the nugs. That's my
I'll
favorite part.
I'll tell you what.
Double quarter pounder with cheese and a nugs and a large fries.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm trying to lose weight. I mean, I'm drinking a pumpkin spice latte, but that's okay. But I'm avoiding soda and I'm avoiding this and that because you can tell you're getting fat when you order other meals with your meal. And it did, I mean, I was always fat. I wasn't becoming fat, but I could tell I was becoming fat mentality when I would order the number nine, the Sag Daddy. And then you get a 10-piece chicken McNugget after. And then it's like, where does that end? Then I'm getting a Whopper to eat later on.
Which is a whole other store. That's a pain in the ass.
And then I'm getting a fucking, I'm going to Denny's.
That's a lot of effort. I'm too lazy. I'm getting a
Moon's Over my Hammy.
Now, usually for me, it's McDonald's, it's breakfast. But if my lunch or dinner order for McDonald's does include nugs. And I asked for maple syrup.
Poured into your mouth?
Yeah.
While you wait online?
I could get behind that.
And what I like to do is
God.
It's like honey with fried chicken.
Yep.
Like drizzled over fried
chicken.
Well,
they also do honey packets.
That does sound
either
good.
Honey or maple syrup for half of them, and then a hot sauce on half of them.
Oh, I've never done that. I always go sweet and sour.
So you get a
sour.
Sweet and a hot.
Okay.
And I'll get a... And I'll order a fucking, I'll have them eat the cheeseburger and then puke it into my bare hands and I'll slurp it up.
Don't act like it doesn't sound delicious.
It does sound delicious.
I'm
the worst kind of fat guy where I'm trying to separate myself from the community. And I'm like one of those black guys that are like, we don't all talk like that.
Wearing a bow tie on TV.
Yeah.
Being Republican.
Yeah, exactly. My haircut sucks ass. They always have bad haircuts, those guys. They always like let their
They probably
their
go hair... to a white barber.
Yeah, and they're like... Yeah. And a white barber, there's no white barber. It's all like Albanians and Russians and like Mexicans.
I went to an old white man barber when I was growing up, but I don't think I've ever been to one in the city.
The old white barbers will touch you. Like they'll rape you.
Oh.
Okay.
Put that on wax.
I went to the same barber as my dad when I was a kid. He was like an old white guy, like old gray-haired white man.
Oh.
But now I go to the Arabs upstairs.
Jeez Louise.
Those are my boys.
The Arabs.
They're the best. They're my boys. They call me Mr. Good Neighbor.
I go to the A-cabs. It's a bunch of fucking lesbians that are shitting on cops while cutting my hair. It's a bunch of lesbians. That's how I get this haircut. I get my haircut from the A-cabs.
Yeah, give me the U. Give me the her.
Yeah,
you
give
point,
me.
You just close your eyes and point in any direction.
Yeah.
Give me the that.
But give me a haircut that would look good with plaid underneath it.
Absolutely. And then, by the way, the breakfast order. Bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle.
Mm-hmm.
Sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin.
Oh, fuck.
Brown.
Oh, I need it. Fuck, yeah.
And morning time, Diet Coke or a Dr. Pepper. If I'm in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, I prefer. Nighttime, Sprite. McDonald's Sprite. Unfuckable with.
Oh, my God.
It's true.
You can't have a soda in the morning, bro.
Yes, you can. You're already having McDonald's.
I know.
That's
I know.
True. That's it's true. At that point, what's that? I used to do
That's
that
like,
when
I'm
I was
gonna
in high
shoot
school.
Myself. What caliber bullet should I use?
Sincerely, that is a question, though. Do you want open casket? You want closed casket?
I don't. They're not gonna be able to close the casket. I have McDonald's.
Do you want open trough or closed trough?
Open piano box. Which wall of the house would you like them to demolish to get you out?
What's your meal?
For McDonald's?
Yeah, what's your order?
Almost always double quarter pounder with cheese, 10-piece nuggets, large fries. But I only do McDonald's. I do fast food. I go hard because I do it like once every year or two. Mm. Like at one point I went 5 years without having any fast food. And so when I do it, I'm going big.
Yeah.
I'm doing all of it. I'm doing everything
that's true.
I want.
I do apple the same pies. Thing with Domino's because I'll never get Domino's.
I love Domino's.
But when I do, I go fucking crazy.
I had the other, actually, I had Domino's the other day. They're like chicken nuggets kind of, but it's like, there's like chicken fried breaded chicken pieces and they come in different sauces.
They're boneless wings.
Yeah, they're boneless
their
wings.
Their wings suck ass.
I don't know about their wings, but those little
wings
boneless wings bites are fucking good.
They
those
have the worst wings I've ever tasted.
I don't understand how Domino's becomes more than regular pizza sometimes, like money-wise.
I know. Well, because you're also adding the bread, the sauces, the breadsticks, and all that stuff.
I feel like every
little
time...
lava cakes.
Oh, they got lava crunch cakes.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to come. Oh, my God.
I feel like every time I'm like, oh, wow, that's like, they'll like put a commercial out for a deal. Eight pizzas for $3.
Right.
And then I get like two things that I'm like, they're like, that's $45. I'm like, fuck, I could have got a good pizza.
Yeah, sure.
But it depends where you live, though. Like, because when I go to Domino's, I know I'm just going to have trash pizza. And especially because I live has some decent pizza, but it's not like down here. Like, if I lived down here, I'd probably never eat Domino's.
Yeah, that weirds me out when people get like Papa John's and shit here.
Yeah,
no,
that's
Domino's
strange.
Is. No, that's
like
an experience.
It.
Like, if I'm having pizza, I'm usually going to go somewhere, whatever. But you get Domino's as an experience.
You get you go, Domino's to go home
let's
and be
get
a fat
fucking
fuck.
Fat. Yeah. Let's get fat. Let's, like, watch a movie.
Yeah.
For me, it's wrestling pay per view.
Ooh.
Wrestling pay-per-view and shitty pizza.
Football
that's
too.
Nostalgia.
I like football.
Oh, fuck
with
yeah.
Pizza.
That's being a kid. When we were kids, they had the 5-5-5 deal.
Oh, I remember
and
that.
And we used to go to my friend Rob McKelvey's house, and everybody had $6. And it would be a dollar tip, and we would get the 5-5-5 deal.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the saddest story I've ever heard in my life. Do you remember when Domino's had cheeseburger pizzas?
No.
Shannon, bring it up.
Cheeseburger pizzas. I remember when Saw came out, me and my friends watched Saw and got cheeseburger pizzas, and it was the fucking best.
Yeah, that's way less sad than my wrestling thing.
Your thing was me and my friends could all scrounge together $6 each, and so we got
the
5-5-5 meal.
Yeah, we were kids.
Or you pulling
money
out teeth and putting it under the pillow and going, tomorrow we're going to get pizza.
You had walking around money as a kid?
I did.
No.
My dad was so retarded with his money that he used to, because he sold a lot of weed, he used to keep just wads of hundreds and 20s and 50s in his pockets.
Yeah.
And we would do his laundry. And so we'd put it over into the dryer. We'd take it out of the dryer and it's just crumpled up cash. Like full. There'd be like $700 in the dryer. So me and my sister are always just like,
oh, fuck yeah.
Like, well, I had so much cash.
I would get $20 for the week, right?
Okay.
And I always ended up spending it on weed, unfortunately.
See, I didn't have to spend it on weed either because he also had trash bags full of weed in the closet. It was really best case scenario.
That rules.
Trash bags for daughters, too.
That's awesome.
Hey, my sister is almost out of prison, and I will... stop doing OnlyFans one day, but today is not that day.
Now, what is the difference between OnlyFans and Fansly?
It's the same shit. It's just different platforms.
Let me ask you this. Now, this is the real hard-hitting questions. Mm. With OnlyFans, can you see, if I sign up with my email, can you see my email and the name and all that?
No, you can be anonymous.
That's not what I heard. I asked somebody that, and they were like, yeah.
I've never seen their email.
Really? It can
I mean,
all
I've
be
never,
anonymous?
Like, looked. Yeah, you can set your username.
Yeah,
to
Karen was
you
lying to
be.
You.
No, that was Reddit I went to.
Oh, yeah, I don't think so.
Dang.
I'm
okay.
Like, pretty sure. The only reason I know that my high school music teacher subscribed is because he told me.
Oh, God.
And he made it his username, and I was like, well.
You're Hawaiian high school music.
He was Chinese, but yeah.
Wait,
he was Chinese in Hawaii?
His username is like.
His real name.
Mr. Fung, your teacher from high school.
I wish that I was that. No, but it was just his name. It was his full name. And I
That's
was like,
funny.
Gary Fung.
You had a Chinese music teacher. He's like, okay, Crash. This next song is.
Just like that.
All right. Time for Crash.
Yeah, you're all playing digga digga ding 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 ding. You go, okay, you all get A's.
One more time from top. Digga digga ding ding ding.
I'm all playing it at once. Digga digga ding.
I played the gong at the end. I went bong.
Bong.
That was every time he was done with a point.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Okay, we're gonna teach music. There's no music because there's no happiness.
Music is math. Math music. You get good at math, then you do music.
Dong. How about this for music? 4 + 4 = 8.
Oh, Gary Fung.
Gary Fung. Gary Fung.
His name was Gary.
That's not his name, but I'm definitely calling him.
No, but that's
that.
What I've named him, Gary Fung.
Oh, I think it's even better than his
and
real name.
And he signed up for your OnlyFans?
He sure did. And then he was like, it's no big deal. I have a lot of friends who are models. And I was like, I mean, this was back before I was doing like explicit content because I didn't for years. But it would be
What's
funny.
Explicit? Like?
Yeah, like dildo, like the
pink.
Whole thing. Everything. Yeah. Penetration. All that stuff. I didn't do that for a really, really long time.
Wow. Well, things are starting to get hot around here. Mm-hmm. That's crazy, though. I mean.
It's a bit. It was a bit.
That's crazy for you, but as a teacher, the teachers of the modern era must be like, finally, we have something. You know what I mean? We get paid students. Like shit. We have to deal with these shitty kids. We can't even admit when we think one of our classmates is hot. And now we can finally just see them naked.
Do you think there's ever a girl that they're like, I could probably put her on the path to OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Just like, start failing her, no matter how good
she does. Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. She's like, I know all about this. My father is an attorney. Or whatever, I don't know.
Oh, sorry. No. No brown for you. Pink for me. Hey guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show.
All right. Moving on. Here we go. DUI suspect gets tangled in barbed wire during chase and pukes on deputy.
Oh my God. What is this show?
Stop being surprised every time you come on. Like, what is this horse shit now? We've been coming here for 10 years. We lost the Puerto Rican. Same bullshit.
That's so true. I am always surprised.
I like how this is also a world star.
Whoa, this is cool.
This guy's got some stride on him.
Yeah.
He runs kind of weird.
It's like Call of Duty. You just see his hands.
Yeah, just.
He's going to get fucking ticks.
Like Tourette's?
What happened to this guy?
Oh,
he tried to jump a barbed wire fence.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, you could have fucking told me. That's one way to get the cop pissed off at you.
Oh man, this is having a.
He's in the back of the car going, "They're gonna be so mad." Oh my
Why
god.
Why would you close
dude.
The door?
Oh.
Now it's going to smell so bad.
Wouldn't you leave the door open for him?
Be funny if they sent him a bill. Yeah, you would think.
He goes, I swear to God, I'm not fucking drunk.
He goes, I'm just, I get sick or in cars.
Officer,
I get car sick, you know, in the back of cop cars.
I'm not sure.
The reason I was swerving is because there was a bee in my car. The reason I'm puking is because the bee stung my throat.
I like how drunk Brendan just sounds like Bill Cosby.
There's a reason that I'm a boo.
I'm sorry, I was caught in the barbed wire.
What an asshole. That sucks, bro.
And he was stuck upside down drunk. That must be such a bad feeling.
Yeah.
When I got arrested for my DUI, I was so drunk that they gave me Simon. They gave me some ramen, like a cup of noodle, and they gave me a donut. And I think that helped a little bit. But I was just so happy to pass out.
Can you imagine being a hot girl?
I know, and they're like, can we get you anything, hot tits?
Well, I worked for BJ Penn, which is like, he's huge on the island. Like, he's a legend. And we're from the same hometown. So I worked there for years. I worked for his family for like 7 years. And so most of the cops, like the cop that arrested me was super bummed because he's like, because he knew me from
he's
the
like,
he trained
I heard
there.
You work for BJ.
Need a ramen? Ramen and a donut, my lady.
Coincidentally, the little the little slit that they open to put
little
food
slit.
In,
yeah,
right
we go.
At that height.
Yeah. Speaking of, I heard you work for BJ, little slit.
Show me how you suck a guy's cock.
Now show me how you suck an officer's cock.
Chris Rock, have you ever seen Bad Lieutenant?
No.
What's
the
that?
Best? Oh, Shannon, please bring up the suck a guy's cock scene in Bad Lieutenant. Dude, Bad Lieutenant rules. It's just Harvey Keitel being a fucking piece of shit cop.
That rules.
There is no set beginning or end. It's just following him. And he's a bad cop.
Jesus.
He's on blow gambling. Like the movie opens with him gambling and doing blow in the police car. And he pulls over. And it's so fucking funny, dude. He's
it's
such
a comedy?
An animal. No.
Oh,
no. No. It's a comedy to me.
Do you think it could be the you bought dope or the traffic stop scene?
Traffic stop.
Okay.
When did this movie come out?
92.
Okay.
Really? I thought it was from the 70s. I'm retarded.
I hope I got the right movie.
I'm retarded for that.
It's 7 minutes long, so tell me if you want me to skip.
Can you bring it forward a little?
Harvey Keitel is the man.
He really is.
Well,
not exactly.
You being bad girls, huh?
Is he drunk?
Where you coming from?
Yeah, he's fucked up. He's the guy. He pulled them over.
New Jersey?
You keep moving.
Any drugs in the car? What were you girls doing at the, what was it, the Kit Kat Club? You got a little stone there? Huh? Come on.
You a little more.
Jeez Louise, this looks like this is going to make me sad.
Well, you know something, two such beautiful girls like you?
Sad or horny?
I can give you a warning. You want a warning?
This is it.
Well, here's the warning. You do something for me, and I'll do something for you. What do you say about that? You do something for me, and your father won't find out you took his car and you drive without a license.
Hell yeah, dude.
Huh?
These trash bags.
Yeah.
You got a boyfriend?
No.
You don't? I'll tell you something right now. Now listen up to me, okay?
Oh, God.
I'm take you down to the prison house and call your father. You hear me? You hear me?
You can't do that.
What will you do for me if I don't do that?
Whatever you say.
Yeah?
You can't call our father.
I love this so much. I'm so happy.
So infested.
You ever suck a guy's cock? Huh? Did you? Look at me, you. You ever suck a guy's cock? Hey.
Yes.
You ever suck a guy's cock?
Are you serious?
Did you?
Obviously. Look at
that. Yeah. So?
Don't talk back. Don't talk to me that way. You hear me?
He
don't
rules.
Talk to me that way. I'm going to haul your ass right in. You hear me?
Jesus Christ.
Sorry. Just let us go.
I'll let you go. Turn around,
but
I want to see your ass. You mind that?
Just fast forward, so they can see what happens.
What happens?
Surely he just lets her off with a warning. Keeps
a little boy.
Does he like put his dick in the window?
Can you hear me? Show me how you suck a guy's cock. Show me with your mouth. Show me with your mouth. Come on, spit the gum out. Give me the gum. Give me the fucking gum. Show me how you suck a guy's cock.
This is hilarious.
Come on, show me. Show me. Show me. Open your mouth.
Oh my God.
Open your mouth and show me.
Jesus Christ.
Show me. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. That's it. Show me. Like that. Like that. Come on, you little fuck.
It's more like she's eating a box.
Show me. That's it. You close your eyes and take that fucking dick in your mouth. Come on, that's it. You suck it.
And this car's going by.
You suck it the fuck up. You suck it up. You like sucking cock? Come on, baby. Show me your mouth. Show me that fucking mouth. Show it to me. Yeah.
Be really bummed if I was in this role.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ.
You like sucking dick? You like sucking dick, you little fuck?
Janet, you turned on right now?
I just don't understand how you guys think this is hilarious.
Poor Shannon.
This happened to Shannon, that's why she doesn't find it funny.
I don't drive.
Yeah, Shannon can't drive.
Yeah, you're in the passenger
seat. Shannon's the other one.
Yeah, showing your ass. Jesus Christ, man.
Don't you love when movies can just be movies?
That's a long shot on him, too.
It is a very long shot on him.
Oh, my God.
But not yet.
Not yet.
That's a long shot.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't even think of that.
He makes faces like Popeye.
I am. I am.
Do you think he had post nut clarity in this moment?
Toot toot. And he just walks away. Oh.
Oh my God.
I gotta get out of here. All right, maybe it's not as funny to you, Shannon. But I think it's a great performance and a very dark movie, and it happens to make me giggle.
What's the plot of that movie?
That's
the whole plot.
He's just a bad lieutenant.
There's no, what's the story?
He's a bad lieutenant.
What's,
like... He's a bad lieutenant. He gambles, he does drugs, he masturbates on a lady's car. He gets into more trouble.
Does he die at the end?
Don't think so.
Does he get arrested?
No, it just kind of stops.
We got to stop this guy.
I mean, there is a sequel.
What?
Bad Lieutenant 2, Port of Call, New Orleans, starring Nicolas Cage.
Oh, my God.
That's even better.
I'm more of a Bad Santa kind of guy because I was in the movie as the little kid.
Wait, was that? Oh, no. I was like, wait a second.
My favorite thing is the recurring joke that he loves anal.
Oh, Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, when he sees the big flat, the big black hooker. She goes, "Oh no, not you again! Last time it was you, I didn't shit right for a week." And then when he's fucking the lady in the fucking Jurassic room, he goes, "You're not gonna shit right for a week." All right, let's get one or two more things in before we get out of here. Oh, perfect! NYPD detective with history of misconduct, busted for flashing firearm at Long Island stripper.
Oh, great.
You know what? That could have been a lot worse. You said flashing, and yep. I expected that to go somewhere else.
I don't know if that was, if it's, that might be worse. This might be worse.
I'm trying to think about whether I would want what just happened with Harvey Keitel, or if I would want someone to flash a weapon at me, like a cop. I might go with the weapon.
You're having, I mean...
I think
there are guys doing what Harvey Keitel is doing to you right now.
Yeah, but I don't
in the
I'm
chat.
I'm not seeing.
Not
it.
Right now.
I'm able to do it with my mind.
Ooh.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I've been doing it since the Wendy's conversation.
I think. I don't know. I guess because I'm not a lady, so I'm not going to be like scared of a guy's dick. Get out of here, you fucking silly goose.
That's true.
Yeah, it's just a dick.
That's true. For men, it's different.
Yeah, for men, I think it's a little
for
different.
Sure.
Shannon, give us the story.
Do it slow. Put on the sexy music.
That's this guy, 37 years old, detective in Long Island. He lives close to this strip club. He was at the strip club. I believe this is
Gallagher's.
I don't know the name of it. It was around 3 o'clock in the morning.
Shannon, I'm going to need you to drop your attitude.
Wait, is that they used to have the commercial on Comedy Central at like four in the morning? Gallagher's 2000. It was the aliens.
I actually think it's in Sunnyside, Queens. Yeah, it was the aliens. All right, back to attitude, Cam.
Do you mean the details of the story?
Yes, please.
Okay, so he approached, there was a 23-year-old stripper who was sitting in her car outside of the place smoking a blunt. And again, around 3 o'clock in the morning, he went up to her and said, "Do you know when Bambi's coming out?" He then asked her to text Bambi to find out. She refused to help him. And at that point, they started to exchange some words.
The stripper was like, "I thought that came out in like 1992, which you crack ass."
Wait, did you think Bambi came out in 1992?
I don't know when it came. I was just doing it. When did it come out? In like the 80s? 70s?
Like 40s or 50s.
Bambi?
I mean, I know the...
Shannon, I need to know when Bambi came out.
Like Snow White.
1942.
What? 1942.
God damn, yeah, if it was in 1992. Yeah,
you were off by 50 years.
Bambi! Watch his mother get shot, now he's fucking friends with a rabbit. Oh, Bambi! All right, sorry.
Please, Shannon, continue with the story.
So he pulled up his shirt and showed his gun in his pants and said, "Have you ever been shot?" And she started screaming, "Get the fuck away. Get the fuck away."
Yeah, I'm a 23-year-old stripper in Long Island. Of course I have.
Imagine being so horny that you're willing to shoot a stripper so you can like see your favorite one.
Yes. Yeah, most serial killers.
So then after she screamed, she called her boss inside the club asking for help. And then the detective got in the car and drove away.
Oh, that's poor impulse.
But it was on camera. I don't have the footage, but that's how
it's literally a bad lieutenant. It's a bad lieutenant situation.
Yeah, that's crazy.
See,
bro,
you can't get away with that shit as much these days because
everything's on camera.
She could have filmed it. There's fucking.
That's what Club Soda
over.
Kenny would always say when they talked to him on ONA about being a cop in like the 80s.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Yeah, you know, we didn't have body cams back then, so
yeah,
certain thing, you know."
Yeah.
You're moving a guy from a place to a place, and sometimes he fell down a lot.
Yeah.
Or, you know, sometimes they straight up tell stories like, "Yeah, so I got on one knee and started shooting at the car," and they were like, "Aren't you supposed to not do that?" He's like, "It was different back then."
Damn, that's crazy though, dude.
I think that's the way. I mean, there's got to be a lot of chicks that have sucked a dick or two to get out of a DUI.
Especially a stripper. Sure. Come on.
Well, I mean, that girl was just literally minding her own business, and he came up and bothered her. But I mean, chicks that get pulled over.
Right.
I feel like we've all heard, I've definitely heard stories of chicks that claimed it happened.
Now, so you got a DUI, mm-hmm. right?
We got a donut and a ramen.
I had a donut and a ramen.
With all of, like, what you know, how much you paid, lawyer fees, what... The shit you had to go through with all that stuff.
Oh, it was a pain in the ass.
Big pain in the ass. Followed you around for how long? Like a couple years, probably. Like,
yeah.
Just like paying
shit
off.
Just now, go to Canada.
Oh wow! Can you vote?
I can vote. My dad can't vote because he's a felon, but I can.
Damn. So now, please forgive my crudeness with
no problem.
This is
a no judgment zone.
I mean, I know where you're going with this, but I'm letting you get there.
Would you...
You wish to blow him?
Please. So, would you have blown him?
No. I know that sounds weird because of like what I do for work, and it sounds like, oh, you would just... But
well,
even
if you didn't do that for work, it's like...
Yeah. No, because it was someone that I knew when I saw regularly. He was an older guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you,
I
like,
told you. He went to the gym that I worked at.
Oh,
He worked out there, and he was super bummed when it was me. Like, the next day, he was like, "Yeah, man, I was bummed to find out I was arresting you.
Yeah, because he knew you didn't want to blow him because you guys know each other. Fuck!
Shannon would do it just for a chance to blow a cop.
Yeah, Shannon's swerving all over the road hoping
Shannon
that she'll get pulled over.
Shannon has empty liquor bottles in the passenger
I can't seat. Get pulled over.
Dead sober.
God damn it, my luck.
Ma'am, do you need help finding you the
The retirement home?
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to blow a cop. Shannon, I'm kidding and I love you. I'm just trying to bust your onions.
Bust your onions. But yeah, no, I feel like, and that would probably stick with me.
Oh, he's making him suck his own dick.
What were you saying?
No, I was just saying that would like stick with me longer, I feel like, than the DUI.
Yeah.
Because it feels weird in that way.
How drunk were you during the... Were you drunk enough that you wouldn't have remembered the blowjob?
No, you know what? And usually if I wouldn't remember, then yeah, probably that would be fine.
Right. See, there you
go. I wasn't blackout yet.
So he should have gotten you a beer.
Yeah. He should have just got to be drunker.
Yeah.
And I would have done it. Yeah. That would have been
the move. He pulls you over. He's like, do you want to get out of here?
Hey, little lady, you look thirsty. Yeah.
Show me how you suck that dick. That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah,
what, even that? What about that? What if you were like, if he was just like, can I jerk off to you, to just you?
Oh.
Like, not even, if you were just like 10 and 2, and he was like, can I just jerk off to you and you can get away?
Yeah, I could live with that.
Interesting.
That's no big deal.
Interesting. That's very interesting.
Who hasn't?
See, you know.
Would you let a dude, like if it was a gay cop, would you let him do that to get out of a DUI? Like in that situation?
Yeah, and then I would film him.
Yeah.
And I would rat him out like a little fucking bitch.
Ooh.
And I would go, now I've got the cock in my hand.
Okay, what if you just jerked off back at him?
Yeah, he would like that.
Yeah, that
doesn't seem like a win.
The Star Wars Duel of the Fates is playing.
Yeah, dun-dun, 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 dun-dun. My friend's behind a red wall, and I get cummed on, and he's like, no!
And it's just your clothes. Just your clothes fall.
You can come on me now, but I'll come back. Way
I'll be a cum ghost.
I'll be a cum ghost. Yeah, I'm blue, covered in jizz. I hate this. I hate this party we're at right now.
All right, one or two more, and we're gonna get out of here. Officials release cause of death for newlywed couple. Found in car just days before their anniversary.
Oh, jeez.
So this happened in Illinois. The couple was just parked on the side of the road after they'd gone missing. The girl's 29, the guy is 30. And the cause of death were a gunshot wound. They both had a single gunshot wound to the head. They're investigating it, and they don't know if it's a murder-suicide or if it's somebody else. They never said if there was, like, a gun in the car, if, like, there was broken glass or anything. So, like, they're holding the details kind of close to the vest. But, yeah, they're both murdered with a gunshot wound.
That's not a very... It's a release cause of death. If they had gunshot wounds, I would have assumed that was it. I didn't think they got chili.
They're like, and then the bullets caused them cancer. From the
what do
lead.
We think did it, boys? Probably the bullets in their heads. Hold on, call Michael Jordan. We just figured out how his dad died.
Well, that is that's a sad story, you guys.
That is sad.
I don't got much more on that.
You got anything to lighten the mood up?
I do, and I wanna see if I. All right. So we've heard of people having Ozempic face.
Yes.
Apparently, there's a new issue, Ozempic vagina.
The hell is that?
pull it up.
And apparently,
I'm
women
sure
are.
Do you have pictures of it?
Saying that? Ozempic vulva. That when they've lost the weight, they still have, I guess, a fat jowly pussy.
I'm sorry. You can get a fat pussy from gaining weight. Like, yeah. That's her thing? Yeah. Like, you gain weight in your pussy?
Yeah, yeah.
A bunt? Yeah.
Yeah, you get, like, the body part, like, the skin around it gets all...
In my experience, most larger women have innies.
Because they get so big around it.
Yeah, it's like the shrubbery...
Like Homer Simpson.
Going into the bush, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so, but apparently women are going to go get... I believe vaginoplasty, labiaplasty, or something like that, right? Shannon, tell us. I'm speaking out of turn here. Shannon?
Yeah, so it's a vaginal rejuvenation is what they're getting. And so what they're saying is that they're describing it as sagging skin, weaker muscles, and dryness in the vulvar region, and that's due to the rapid weight loss.
So they lose a lot of weight, and then their pussies sag a low?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like that one bit. I'm not a big fan of that one, that joke. So just a heads up, when we start recording,
don't say that again.
No more of those.
I've never, I have.
What?
I think the one place girls can never lose weight is their brain.
Uh-huh.
So there have been times where it's been a tiny or a very thin chick hitting on me, and then I'll notice the stretch marks on the arms.
Oh, interesting. Like,
oh, sweetheart.
Oh, yeah.
Used to be a biggin.
You can take the lady out of the fat, but
exactly.
Can't take the fat out of the lady.
It's always going to be in the brain.
I think that is also true for fat guys.
Yeah?
So I don't want to, yeah.
You're always going to be, no, even when you get skinny, you're going to be a fat guy at heart.
You think I'm fat?
I mean, not me fat.
No, just kidding. No, I don't know. Yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think if you're a guy, you will always have fat brain.
That's fair.
Unless you're like, because fat brain for guys is like, we're nice.
We're nice and funny.
If you see a very attractive guy who's nice, you're like, yeah, he's probably a chubby kid. Yeah, nice and funny.
No, I feel like that could make him a dick, though, too.
Very true. Very
if he
true.
Was a if he was a chubby kid, then he like got angry, lost the weight.
Yeah.
And now he's like, and now he sees how different life is. He's like resentful.
I think we're beating around the bush with this conversation. I would like to see some Ozempic pussies.
Shannon?
I would actually like to see that as well.
Me too.
I'm very curious.
Shan?
Mm-hmm. It's just a picture of Bob Kelly. He did not take Ozempic. He pooped soup. He got the stomach
surgery. He got that poop soup. Ozempic pussies, that's funny. Now, Shannon, bring up the Ozempic pussies, please.
Yep.
Trying to find something. I mean, obviously, if you search that, that doesn't come up, so I'm trying to find something that will match what you're looking for.
Yeah, that's kind of a weird thing to search, right?
Weight loss vagina?
Yeah.
I tried that.
Weight loss hanging vagina?
I was putting pictures of that.
Now I'm looking up saggy vagina. Let me try this one, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, saggy vagina is going to go right to my website.
I was just going to say, just visit my OnlyFans, Shannon.
God.
Okay. 6 treatments.
Wow. That looks really good. Okay, so it's the skin around it. Yeah. I feel
like if you switch those pictures, it would be this. It would just be an ad for a black guy. And only 6 treatments.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
All right, we're going to call it there. Thank you guys so much. Please support my guests, Brendan Sagalow. Listen to Sag Daddy to Pod. Check out Fart Carnival when it premieres here on the network. Go see him live. He's incredibly funny. Please listen to True Dat with Zia Anderson. Watch her streams. Tug your pud to her fucking pictures, but pay for them. Don't be like me. And thank you so much for listening. If you're subscribed, we'll be back this Friday. And big shout out, thank you to Shannon and Jorge in the booth for helping me get all these pre-records done before my tour. You guys really work hard, and I love you very much, and I appreciate you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite Obie's clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's